Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery's show, hanging out with you on this Monday evening, 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. This year and I look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons Flyover. So, former Carolina Panthers wide receiver Steve Smith threw some shade at Desmond Ridder. So, he had Green Bay Packers rookie wide receiver Jaden Reed on his podcast, which is called Steve Smith Senior's Cut to It. You ever heard of that podcast?
No.
Okay. This is back on July 19th. When he had Reed on, Jaden Reed. So he was talking to him about the idea of, and I guess supposedly he was drafted at number 50, was Jaden Reed. He was drafted number 50 overall. And he had said that he thought that he might get drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. And upon hearing that, the former Panthers wide receiver, Steve Smith, threw some shade at Desmond Ridder, saying, and this is after he says, saying, quote, I can tell you right now with the Atlanta Falcons, man, they ain't got no quarterback. You dodged a bullet on that. Woo. And then Reed actually agreed with him, saying, quote, for sure.
Yeah. Let's see how it works out up there with Jordan. I'm not saying he's bad, but.
Yeah, again, you know, he started off at Western Michigan, played for Michigan State as a wide receiver. He did have a 1,000-yard season with Michigan State, but, yeah. Well, listen, again, Steve Smith, the former Carolina Panther, right? Mm-hmm. He's not going to be complimentary of, you know, probably things regarding the Atlanta Falcons. But but think about that. You've got a rookie wide receiver on, and you're saying, oh, well, that team doesn't have a quarterback. You dodged a bullet in all that. And then the guy's agreeing with it. Now, I wonder if he agreed with him just simply because you don't want to necessarily get into a discussion about Desmond Ridder and disagreeing. Yeah. Like, is it just like one of those things like, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's that kind of deal. It's like, I don't really want to get into this discussion.
Yeah, so. Like whatever you say type deal.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, just, yeah, agreeing for the sake of agreeing, you know. But interesting. I mean, again, Steve Smith, you know, we'll see. I mean, look, if Desmond Ridder performs really well, I hope Desmond gets a hold of Steve Smith and goes on his podcast. Wouldn't that be great? And Desmond Ritter seems like Desmond Ritter doesn't seem like kind of an a-hole as far as those kinds of things. I mean, I could see him doing something like that. So we'll see what happens. Pro Football Focus has their most important non-quarterback for every NFC team. Okay? Who do you think they have for the Falcons? Most important non-quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Who do you think that player is, Dave?
That's tricky. I wonder, because I'm going to say they went to the defensive side of the ball, and then maybe they say, I don't know. Maybe they say Jesse Bates.
All right. It's actually Bijan Robinson.
Oh, offense. Okay.
It may seem odd for the rookie out of Texas to be Atlanta's most important player, but there are a few better places he could have landed. Arthur Smith's philosophy, the Falcons' offensive line, and Robinson's talent are a match made in heaven. He could lead the NFL in rushing in his rookie season. Atlanta's defense likely won't be great, and the team has major questions at quarterback. The Falcons will cause many problems in the run game, though. Robinson is a missed tackle machine, 104 that he forced last season, and has enough speed at 215 pounds to score on any play. If Atlanta's offensive line repeats last year's performance, Robinson's ability will be fully showcased and give the Falcons a legitimate shot at a division title. Now, the lead the league in rushing thing, okay? Well, again, is Tyler Allgeier being traded? Is he cut? Because again, I have a known commodity in a 1,000-yard rusher that I'm just going to cast to the side for the sake of, you know, my number 8 pick, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think both guys will get plenty of carries and they'll get plenty of touches of the football. Again, if you're not going to be able to split time with a running back and lead the league in rushing. I don't see how that's really possible. And I've talked about this. Could Robinson and Tyler Allgeier find themselves with 1,000 yards rushing apiece when all is said and done? Could they both be 1,000-yard rushers in an offense like this? So whereas Derrick Henry was a 2,000-yard rusher by himself, could we have two 1,000-yard rushers on this offense? Maybe. I mean, again, Tyler Allgeier ran for 1,000 yards in 7 starts. Now, he played a lot, but again, only 7 starts. So we'll see. Do I agree that Bijan Robinson is the, what's the title here, the most important non-quarterback for any NFC team? No. I don't buy that at all. So let me say it like this. Because of some of the underwhelming things that have happened in the first couple of years, Kyle Pitts may be that guy. Because if you've got the number 4 pick in the draft and that player doesn't become all world for you, that's a big swing and a miss. Especially when you look and say, okay, we could have had Penei Sewell, we could have had Micah Parsons. You know, you start playing that what if game. So I'm not sure that I would pick Bijan Robinson to be the most important player on the non-quarterback on the Falcons, but anything's possible. So ESPN had their top 10 offensive tackles chosen by executive coaches and scouts. And honorable mention in this category was Jake Matthews. And here's the write-up that was done about him. This is from offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford, who said this last year, quote, "Somebody that has played at such a high level like Jake for so long for us up front, you have to be able to give the example up front of how to go to work, how to prepare, how to go out there and do the things that we're asking him to do. It's a blessing for me as a coach to have a veteran like Jake in that meeting room, because he's done nothing but everything we've asked of him, and having him is a great asset. So again, some praise for Jake Matthews there from his coach. You know, look, I mean, again, I think Jake Matthews has been a better player than people have given him credit for. He's not been Orlando Pace, but he's not been Tony Mandarich either. You know, who developed into a really good guard, by the way, but that's separate from everything. But I think he's been a better player than people have given him credit for. And he's spent most of his career as an upper half left tackle. Not saying he was one or two or three, but he wasn't 20, 24, 25, 26. He was kind of in that, you know, maybe 11 to 15 kind of range. And I think he's still got some productive years yet. I don't want to talk like Jake Matthews is over the hill and he's done and everything like that. But I think he's been a better player than people have given him credit for at times. I think he's been not spectacular, but he's been really good. And it's been a real stabilizing force for this football team to be able to have him. So I could see where ESPN could come up with something like that. And obviously he's played a long time. You know, again, he started right after, you know, in his rookie year, Sam Baker was, you know, moved out of the way, and they eventually, you know, started Jake Matthews, and he hasn't really looked back. By the way, he's got the longest streak in the NFL with 144 straight games that he has started. 144 straight for Jake Matthews. So that's, again, that's the longest active streak in the NFL. So, again, not a guy that gets hurt, not a guy that won't go out there and play day in, day out, week in, week out. But I think he's been a better player than people will give him credit for. He may not be a Hall of Famer or anything like that. You know, he may not have a whole bunch of all pros and different things attached to his name. But I think, and maybe, you know, as we said, what was he drafted? Was it sixth? Sixth, I believe. Whatever it is. I mean, sixth or eighth or what have you. That's still, you still got to be a really good player. And for him to have played as long as what he has and still be productive, you know, as he's, you know, getting in the twilight of his career. Yeah, I think Jake Matthews is one of the more underrated offensive linemen over in the NFL. I mean, I think he's one of the more underrated guys in the league itself. Probably didn't get all the kudos and flowers and stuff that some other guys get, like Bakhtiari and, you know, whatever. But those guys are some of the elite level players. I think Jake's been really good for this franchise. I think he's been a really good cornerstone piece for this franchise, and he's brought a lot of stability to that offensive line. Because, again, last couple few years, we've done a lot of shuffling, a lot of retooling of the deck. We're playing into the favorites and stuff like that. We did that before. Now we're doing it again where we're playing into the favorites and stuff like that. But again, I think Jake has been really, really good for this club. And I think he's got some more years left in him. And we'll see if eventually he kicks inside, if he becomes a right tackle. You know, we'll see eventually what happens with Jake Matthews in his career as to where he ends up going. You know, again, his father and uncle and all that stuff, they played all three positions, and they played left, they played right, they played inside, they played center, all these different things. Could that be the future for Jake Matthews? He feels like a guy that will play for a long time in this league, regardless of what his position is going to be. All right, Chris Willis, when we come back, we'll talk some Braves baseball with him. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show live on this Monday evening with you as Braves wrap up another successful series in Milwaukee. And, of course, they will play Milwaukee coming up here in just a couple of nights. And, of course, between then, we've got the Boston Red Sox interleague action as the Braves will be up in Fenway. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Chris Willis, managing editor and covers Atlanta Braves for SB Nation. BatteryPower.com is where you can check out all of his work on his Twitter page, at Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes. Thanks for being on the show with us tonight.
Oh, it's always fun. I appreciate you having me.
You know, I talked about this on my podcast this morning, and I want to get your thoughts. You know, I think Raisel Iglesias has maybe gotten some bad raps and things like that, you know, because, again, maybe it's not as pretty as what some people want, but you look last night. He got the save yesterday. He's now 18 for 20 in save opportunities. I know he's got the four losses, but of closers who have at least 10 saves, he's got there are nine closers that have as many or more defeats than what he does. He's seventh in Major League Baseball in save percentage. That magical number's always been 90%. You think he's had a pretty good year? I mean, he's had kind of an underrated kind of year because, again, he didn't start off on the club. You know, he was injured, obviously. But I think, by and large, he's turned in a pretty good year for this team.
Yeah, I think everybody just remembers the rough outings, you know, and he's come in some tie games and give it up. But you know, by and large, I think he's been pretty good. And you mentioned too, you know, he started the season on the injured list. Basically, I think made one appearance in spring training, and I mean, that's a tough situation to be in, you know, to get back to the major leagues with basically no prep, just a little bit of rehab time as in the lead up, and then step into, you know, one of the most important roles in the bullpen.
So the Braves did make a couple of moves today. What do we know about these couple of guys that they brought in to kind of help strengthen this bullpen?
Well, Pierce Johnson comes from the Rockies. You know, the surface numbers are not real good. I think he's got an ERA over 6. But, you know, if you dig a little deeper, you'll see that he's pitched a lot better away from Coors Field. Heard Alex Anthopoulos talk about him today, and they're hoping that, you know, he's still getting a lot of swing and miss, and, you know, he's got a good fastball velocity. Just adds depth. And Taylor Hearn, also lefty, as a left-hander coming from the Rangers. Also, I mean, the big thing with him is he's got options. They're a little light on left-handed options at the moment with A.J. Minter and Dylan Lee both out. So, you know, bringing Hearn in, he's another guy with a good arm, and that gives them a little flexibility down there.
So the other move that was made today, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of scratched my head, is Michael Soroka got sent back down. And I know it hasn't been great, but Chris, at some point, I guess I feel like he's got to stay up with the big club and work his way through these things. I mean, these Partridge Family bus rides back and forth to Buford and Smyrna aren't doing anything for him. I mean, either he's going to make it at the big league level and he's got to figure some things out up here. And again, the Braves have a big enough lead that, with all due respect, I mean, look, I'll say it, the division's over. I mean, the Marlins and the Phillies aren't making a run in this division. Why not leave him up with the big club and try to work some things out there?
I thought it was kind of peculiar, too, especially because, I mean, Brian Snicker had talked on the last homestand about that they needed Soroka to go and take that rotation spot, you know, we're at that point of the season. So, you know, I don't know if it's I don't know if it was something, you know, some deal with the roster because they had these couple of moves cooking and, you know, needed, and also claimed Yanni Chirinos from the Rays. But I agree. I mean, I feel like, you know, if it's not now for Soroka, you know, then when is it? I mean, at some point you're going to have to throw him out there every fifth day and see what you got, you know, because I don't think riding a shuttle back and forth from Gwinnett's doing the Braves or him any good.
Well, and think about the long term of it, too. Look, at some point Kyle Wright's going to be back, whether if it's next year, this year, whatever. And then obviously Ian Anderson's going to be back at some point, you know, in the next season. I mean, there starts to become more limited options for, you know, where Michael Soroka fits into this rotation. And look, maybe they don't sign Max Fried at the end of the day. But again, if they're going to keep this up, I mean, it doesn't feel like that there's really a whole lot of hope or really a whole lot of light at the end of the tunnel that, again, you're going to start to get guys healthy over the next year or so. I don't know where he fits in anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, and to go a step further, I mean, he'll be arbitration eligible again this offseason. And I mean, really, you know, now that he's back, I mean, you could, and if he's not, if they don't think he can be effective, then, you know, he would be a non-tender candidate right in a lot of situations. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see down the stretch, just to see where he fits in, if he fits in, because, you know, that was a move that I just really didn't see coming. You know, I was pretty surprised when he got sent down.
Chris Willis from BatteryPowered.com covering Atlanta Braves joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Austin Riley, no surprise, he was the NL Player of the Week. We've kind of, you know, Chris, you and I have kind of joked about this and kind of, you know, toyed with the idea. You know, we've been kind of waiting for him to have that stretch where he can put the team on his back for a week or two period. We saw that here, you know, over these last handful of games. I mean, obviously, the home run stroke is coming through, and, you know, it feels like he's about to go on one of these heaters that, you know, again, where he can carry a ball club, carry this team specifically for, you know, the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and it's felt like, you know, he's been on the verge of it at a couple of different times this season and just never was the one guy really in the lineup that just hadn't had that prolonged hot streak. So, you know, maybe you're about to see that. And I mean, it's a really scary thought for a team with this offense that's this good. So it's good to see him, you know, get some success because I thought he's had some good at bats. at times and just hasn't been able to just really get over the hump. He's not been bad by any stretch of means, but, you know, at the same time, you know, just not quite what everybody was expecting from it.
So with the move with Michael Soroka, is Max Fried going to make one more start down in the minors? Is he, you know, ready to almost, you know, bring himself back up on the club? I mean, where are we with Max Fried as far as how quickly we could see him in the rotation?
Brian Snicker said during the series in Milwaukee that Fried will make one more rehab start. I think that's coming Wednesday for Gwinnett. And then, you know, that should get him up to around 80, 85 pitches. And I would imagine that his next start would be, you know, in Atlanta, as long as everything goes fine physically.
So with all this, I mean, you know, again, I'm serious when I say that the division, you know, is over. Do you think that they start to experiment with some of their pitching as far as just trying to keep guys healthy, trying not to burn guys out? I mean, you know, again, obviously they've suffered a lot of injuries to this pitching staff, and especially, you know, their starting pitching. Do they have to start being kind of cautious where, again, they have a pretty good buffer? I mean, they literally almost have as much of a divisional lead as every other division in baseball combined. So do they start to kind of slow these guys down a little bit, bring some young guys up, you know, every now and then? I mean, what do you think the plan is going to be maybe moving forward for what this pitching staff is going to be?
I think that very well could be it. And, you know, I was asked about pitch counts or inning limits the other day for the Braves starters, and I don't think there's a hard inning limit for anybody. But at the same time, I expect them to start to give guys extra days of rest when they can. You know, and we've seen them do that already at various points of the season. But as they get guys back, it's going to be easier. And I also think that's, you know, that may be part of the bullpen moves too, because, you know, they've had guys down there that didn't have options, and that's made it really tough, you know, to be flexible with your roster. Taylor Hearn's got options, who they acquired today, and then I'm pretty sure Chirinos does as well. So, you know, you might start to see some guys shuttle in and out a little more than what we've seen over the first part of the season.
Could there be a starter in the mix as far as, you know, being traded for? Could they add another starter to this rotation if they don't think Soroka is coming along the way that they would hope? If they want to try to slow down, you know, Max Fried at some point, do you think a starter could be in the future for the Braves to trade for?
Well, I mean, Alexanthopoulos didn't shut down the idea of acquiring anything today. I mean, he you know, they've got their options open if it's the right player. You know, he stressed that a couple of times that, you know, they're not just locked in on one position. It's just a matter if the right deal comes together for the right player, then they would, you know, they'll pull the trigger. So, you know, I wouldn't completely rule it out, but at the same time, you've got Fried, you've got Soroka, you've got Kyle Wright hopefully coming back as well. So, you know, they've got some options there. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they traded for a starter, but I still don't think it would probably be at the top of the list.
With as well as the offense has obviously performed this year, what would a bat look like, I mean, in this lineup? I mean, are they looking for maybe potentially a right-handed bat to take some pressure off Rosario against lefties? Or what do you think would be as far as an offensive piece that they may look at?
You know, I may be in the minority here, but I feel like if they're going to go for a bat, I think it would be a situation where, you know, maybe they added a guy that's got two or three more years of control with him. And, you know, perhaps Rosario would be in that deal, or, you know, somebody else. I think it'd be one of those deals like they made for Iglesias last year at the, you know, right at the buzzer of the deadline, where you know, it kind of alters the shape, but gives them a little bit more punch in that offense, which is a scary thought, honestly. You know, I think that would be the difference. I don't really see them just going out and getting, you know, a rental bat or, you know, just a bench piece or anything like that. I think if they go for a hitter, they'll try to make a splash.
Is there, I mean, as we wrap up, Chris, I mean, is there anything really that you look like is any kind of real flaw with this team? I mean, I just, you know, again, and maybe because I'm comparing it to what the rest of the NL East is, but
I just don't see anything that just is a glaring weakness for this team. Yes, you can always upgrade at positions, but there just doesn't seem to feel like that there is one thing that just is like a sore thumb that sticks out on this team.
I think the only thing you can be afraid of is just the injuries. And, I mean, there's been a bunch of them this year. And we saw how, Spencer Strider getting hurt at the end of last season, Max Fried getting sick at the end of last season, kind of just derailed what was a good regular season, but just derailed that postseason run. So, I think they're going to continue to try to add depth just to prepare for the situation that they lose some guys. But if they get everybody back that they're supposed to get back, I mean, it's hard. You have to look really hard, try to find a flaw with this roster, because I feel like there's not that many holes to fill.
Chris Willis, he covers the Atlanta Braves for SB Nation, managing editor for BatteryPower.com, and he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Follow Chris on his Twitter, personal Twitter page, at Chris_Willis. And Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight, and we will certainly chat again here soon.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Richeau hanging out in the Kia Studios. Monday night with you here. Braves have the night off. They'll be up in Boston to take on the Red Sox coming up tomorrow. Actually, 2 days for the Red Sox series. And then come back home. Is it Friday? Because, again, they'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, off day on Thursday. And then come back home on Friday as they're back at Truist Park to take on the Milwaukee Brewers. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Right now, the Phillies and the Nationals are both losing their games. Mutts have the night off, but the Phillies are losing right
and they
now.
Lost last night, I believe, anyway, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought they
didn't they lose last night, or was that the night before?
Was it the Marlins that lost? Philadelphia won last night. The Marlins won. Marlins won as well. Mets are on a 2-game losing streak.
Yep.
The Nationals have won 3 in a row. Again, even with the Braves, they've had their struggles. 4-6 over the last 10. Phillies are only 5-5. They've only picked up a game. Marlins are 2-8. They've lost a couple of games. Mutts have stayed the same at 4-6, and only the Nationals have actually picked up any ground on the Braves, picking up 2 games on Atlanta as they've won 3 in a row, and they're 41-58 on the season. How about the two teams that are battling it out for supremacy in the American League? You've got the Oakland A's at 28-74. You've got the Kansas City Royals at 28-73. How is that possible? How are those teams so the AL Central stinks this year? The Twins are only 5 games above 500. That division stinks, and yet the Royals are 25 games out of first place. The Oakland A's are 32 games off.
That's crazy.
We have played, I was looking at the Braves numbers. We have played 60.5% of the season. So not even a full 61%. 60.5% of the season has been played, and they are 32 games out. Kansas City's 25 games out in a bad division. Again, the Nationals, for all that they stink, they're only 23 and a half games out, and the Braves are 30 games above 500. 30 above 500. And the Nationals are only 23 and a half out. I mean, it's pathetic how bad some of these organizations are. Like, if there was ever a case to be made for contraction, there are several American League teams that you could say, okay, it may be time. Kansas City Royals and the Oakland A's. I mean, what a couple of disgraceful teams. The A's are 13 and 35 on the road. 13 and 35 on the road. You know what? The Royals are worse. They're 13 and 37 on the road. How about this number, Day-Day? Okay? The Royals and Oakland A's have a combined run differential number of 427. 427 combined run differential. The Kansas City Royals are a minus 169. The Oakland A's are a minus 258. And Oakland has played what? They've played 102 games right now. I believe that they've played 102. Let me make sure I got that math right on it. Gosh. Let's see. 28.
Yeah, it's 102.
Yeah, 28 plus 74. Okay. So they've played 102 games, okay? They have scored 364 runs. They in modern-day baseball, with all the home runs and offense being up and all this kind of stuff, they average 3.5 runs per game. It's sad. Like, there's some sad baseball being played in the American League for some of these bottom-feeding teams. So, again, no Braves tonight. They will start up a quick two-game set against the Red Sox. And Red Sox actually are starting to play a little bit better. They're only 8.5 games out. That's a really tough division. Yankees are 53 and 47. They're 8.5 games out of first place. And they're last in their division. And they're still 53 and 47. Baltimore has been one of the surprises of the year. They've been maybe the story of the year in baseball. They're 61 and 38. Whew. That's getting some work done with a plus 48 run differential. So, Braves coming up. Oh, by the way, too, we've got no show tomorrow as Atlanta United is back and they are playing in this League's Cup. So they will take on Inter Miami. Did you see Messi's goal the other night?
Yeah.
See that goal that he fired away on?
Mm-hmm.
It was a heck of a shot, wasn't it?
And that's why the ticket prices are high.
Yeah. And that match is at Inter Miami, by the way. So that's gonna be interesting. And again, remember, September 15th is when he'll be here in Atlanta to take on Atlanta United, assuming that he plays. Assuming that he doesn't sit out for grass.
He's gonna
turf
play.
Of course he is. He's never said he wouldn't play. But again, the narrative has been, well, he didn't play on turf. Well, again, probably not very many places that he could play on turf with all of this. But anyway, but this will be fun tomorrow night because there'll be a lot of center of attention on Messi and, you know, whether or not he can replicate what he did the other night. I mean, that was a hell of a shot. Like I'll even give him credit for that. I mean, he definitely took heck of a shot, and you know, I don't know. Some people can pull off pink, some can't. Not sure that soccer team needs to be in all pink or whatever like that, those uniforms that they have. But anyway, but Atlanta United coming up tomorrow night. So they would take on Inter Miami, and we'll have all of your action right here. I haven't seen a play-by-play schedule. So any idea what time they start?
Pre at 7, kick at 7:30.
Okay, there you go. So we'll have pre-post and half with Jason Longshore and Mike Connie. They will have all of that action for you. So, all right, speaking of all the action for you, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, the Bengals are going to be the Bengals for a lifetime. So Bengals president Mike Brown knows that contract negotiations are looming for a lot of his team in the next couple of years. So in the next couple few years, they've got Joe Burrow, they've got T. Higgins, Logan Wilson, Pro Bowl wide receiver Jamar Chase is now eligible for a new contract. And here's what Mike Brown had to say, one of the cheapest owners, presidents, whatever you want to call them, all time in the NFL. Quote, we have some good players that we need that need to be fed. That's a challenge. It's mathematical. You get a big, you get a bag of corn and you have 10 hogs. Well, you're going to have to put that out to them. The bag's going to be empty and some of them aren't going to get it. Now, here's the thing. And by the way, Brown said, quote, I have bound myself not to talk about Joe's contract. I don't think it's helpful for the negotiations. The other side has made some commitment, and they have not broken it. Here's the thing. You should have paid Joe Burrow when you had the chance. Now he's going to cost you a gazillion dollars and then some. Okay? And you know what's going to end up happening? The Bengals are going to be cheap, and they're not going to play as many guys as they can. And it's going to be Joe Burrow and a bunch of ham and eggers around him. And they'll have wasted Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and all of these guys around him that they put around him, probably not winning a Super Bowl in the mix. And eventually, several of those guys will walk. And that's the thing about some of these franchises. While they're young and cheap and all this kind of stuff, you got to sign some of those guys up for the long term. They didn't because guess what? The Bengals are cheap, and they don't want to overpay for somebody. Well, guess what? Now you're not going to be able to afford everybody. And they have a Super Bowl-ready roster. Is there any doubt about that? I mean, again, everybody's got their holes and their flaws and stuff, okay? But they're a Super Bowl-ready roster. Hell, they were just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They're a Super Bowl-ready roster to win with maybe the second, third best quarterback in the NFL. Jamar Chase is a beast. T. Higgins has had a big time impact on this team. There are so many. They have so many guys on their team. You know, they signed Trey Hendrickson, you know, to stabilize the pass rush. All he did was go out and set the franchise record for sacks for the Bengals. Like, they have a Super Bowl ready roster, ready to win now. And guess what? If they don't win now, they ain't going to pay everybody because they're the Bengals. And they're not going to be creative and find a way to, you know, stretch out all the money that they can because they're the Bengals. And they're not going to, you know, try to find solutions to these problems where you try to keep as many guys as you possibly can and figure out ways to incentivize them and stay here. Nope, they're the Bengals. It's going to end up being, you know, another crap show for the Bengals. Some of these franchises, because of their ownership at the very top, will never be able to get out of their own way. And that's the Bengals. They will never be able to get out of their own way. They don't have good talent right now. They've got generational talent right now. Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase are generational talent players. And Joe Burrow is the real deal. And they probably won't pay all of those guys. And they'll be, again, they'll pay Joe Burrow because he's the quarterback and he puts butts in seats. They'll pay him. Everybody else, eh, hasta lasagna, don't get any on you. And that's what's going to happen. It's like the, what do you call it, the Jacksonville Jaguars a few years ago. Remember, they had a Super Bowl-ready roster. They were ready. They were in the AFC title game. They were ready to take that next step. They were ready to go win a Super Bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Richo hanging out in the Kia Studios Monday night with you here. Braves have the night off. They'll be up in Boston to take on the Red Sox coming up tomorrow. Actually, 2 days for the Red Sox series, and then come back home. What is it, Friday? Because again, they'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, off day on Thursday, and then come back home on Friday as they're back at Truist Park to take on the Milwaukee Brewers. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Right now, the Phillies and the Nationals are both losing their games. Mutts have the night off, but the Phillies are losing right
and they
now.
Lost last night, I believe, anyway, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought they
didn't they lose last night, or was that the night before?
Was it Philly or was it the Marlins that that lost? Yeah, Philadelphia won last night. The Marlins won. Marlins won as well. Mets are on a 2-game losing streak.
Yep.
The Nationals have won 3 in a row. Again, even with the Braves, you know, again they've had their struggles. 4-6 over the last 10. Phillies are only 5-5. They've only picked up a game. Marlins are 2-8. They've lost a couple of games. Mutts have stayed the same at 4-6, and only the Nationals have actually picked up any ground on the Braves, picking up 2 games on Atlanta as they've won 3 in a row, and they're 41-58 on the season. How about the two teams that are battling it out for supremacy in the American League. You've got the Oakland A's at 28-74. You've got the Kansas City Royals at 28-73. How is that possible? How are those teams so the AL Central stinks this year. The Twins are only 5 games above 500. That division stinks, and yet the Royals are 25 games out of first place. The Oakland A's are 32 games off.
It's crazy.
We have played, I was looking at the Braves numbers, we have played 60.5% of the season. So not even a full 61%. 60.5% of the season has been played. And they are 32 games out. Kansas City's 25 games out in a bad division. Again, the Nationals, for all that they stink, they're only 23.5 games out. And the Braves are 30 games above 500. 30 above 500. And the Nationals are only 23.5 out. I mean, it's pathetic how bad some of these organizations are. Like, if there was ever a case to be made for contraction, there are several American League teams that you could say, okay, it may be time. Kansas City Royals and the Oakland A's. I mean, what a couple of disgraceful teams. The A's are 13-35 on the road. 13-35 on the road. You know what? The Royals are worse. They're 13-37 on the road. How about this number, Day-Day? Okay? The Royals and Oakland A's have a combined run differential number of 427. 427 combined run differential. The Kansas City Royals are a minus 169. The Oakland A's are a minus 258. And Oakland has played, what? They've played 102 games right now. I believe that they've played 102. Let me make sure I got that math right on it. Gosh. Let's see, 28.
Yeah, it's 102.
Yeah, 28 plus 74. Okay. So they've played 102 games, okay? They have scored 364 runs. They in modern-day baseball, with all the home runs and offense being up and all this kind of stuff, they average 3.5 runs per game. It's sad. Like, there's some sad baseball being played in the American League for some of these bottom feeding team. So, again, no Braves tonight. They will start up a quick 2-game set against the Red Sox. And Red Sox actually are starting to play a little bit better. They're only 8.5 games out. That's a really tough division. Yankees are 53-47. They're 8.5 games out of first place. And they're last in their division. And they're still 53-47. Baltimore has been one of the surprises of the year. They've been maybe the story of the year in baseball. They're 61-38. Whew. That's getting some work done with a plus 48 run differential. So, Braves coming up. Oh, by the way, too, we've got no show tomorrow as Atlanta United is back, and they are playing in this League's Cup. So they will take on Inter Miami. Did you see Messi's goal the other night?
Yeah.
See that goal that he fired away on?
Mm-hmm.
It was a heck of a shot, wasn't it?
And that's why the ticket prices are high.
yeah. And that match is at Inter Miami, by the way. So that's gonna be interesting. And again, remember, September 15th is when he'll be here in Atlanta to take on Atlanta United, assuming that he plays. Assuming that he doesn't sit out for grass.
He's gonna
turf
play.
Of course he is. He's never said he wouldn't play. But, again, the narrative has been, well, he didn't play on turf. Well, again, probably not very many places that he could put play on turf with all of this. But anyway, but this will be fun tomorrow night because there'll be a lot of center of attention on Messi and, you know, whether or not he can replicate what he did the other night. I mean, that was a hell of a shot. Like I'll even give him credit for that. I mean, he definitely took heck of a shot, and you know, it was kind of I don't know. Some people can pull off pink, some can't. I'm not sure that soccer team needs to be in all pink or whatever like that. Those uniforms that they have, but anyway. But Atlanta United coming up tomorrow night, so they would take on Inter Miami, and we'll have all of your action right here. I haven't seen a play-by-play schedule, so any idea what time they start?
Pre at 7, kick at 7:30.
Okay, there you go. So we'll have pre-post and half with Jason Longshore and Mike Connie. They will have all of that action for you. So, all right, speaking of all the action for you, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, the Bengals are going to be the Bengals for a lifetime. So Bengals president Mike Brown knows that contract negotiations are looming for a lot of his team in the next couple of years. So in the next couple few years, they've got Joe Burrow, they've got T. Higgins, Logan Wilson, Pro Bowl wide receiver Jamar Chase is now eligible for a new contract. And here's what Mike Brown had to say, one of the cheapest owners, presidents, whatever you want to call them, all time in the NFL. Quote, we have some good players that need to be fed. That's a challenge. It's mathematical. You get a big, you get a bag of corn and you have 10 hogs. Well, you're going to have to put that out to them. The bag's going to be empty and some of them aren't going to get it. Now, here's the thing. And by the way, Brown said, quote, I have bound myself not to talk about Joe's contract. I don't think it's helpful for the negotiations. The other side has made some commitment, and they have not broken it. Here's the thing. You should have paid Joe Burrow when you had the chance. Now he's going to cost you a gazillion dollars and then some. Okay? And you know what's going to end up happening? The Bengals are going to be cheap, and they're not going to play as many guys as they can. And it's going to be Joe Burrow and a bunch of ham and eggers around him. And they'll have wasted Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and all of these guys around him that they put around him, probably not winning a Super Bowl in the mix. And eventually, several of those guys will walk. And that's the thing about some of these franchises. While they're young and cheap and all this kind of stuff, you got to sign some of those guys up for the long term. They didn't because guess what? The Bengals are cheap. And they don't want to overpay for somebody. Well, guess what? Now you're not going to be able to afford everybody. And they have a Super Bowl-ready roster. Is there any doubt about that? I mean, again, everybody's got their holes and their flaws and stuff, okay? But they're a Super Bowl-ready roster. Hell, they were just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They're a Super Bowl-ready roster to win with maybe the second, third best quarterback in the NFL. Jamar Chase is a beast. T. Higgins has had a big-time impact on this team. There are so many. They have so many guys on their team. You know, they signed Trey Hendrickson, you know, to stabilize the pass rush. All he did was go out and set the franchise record for sacks for the Bengals. Like, they have a Super Bowl-ready roster, ready to win now. And guess what? If they don't win now, they ain't going to pay everybody because they're the Bengals. And they're not going to be creative and find a way to, you know, stretch out all the money that they can because they're the Bengals. And they're not going to, you know, try to find solutions to these problems where you try to keep as many guys as you possibly can and figure out ways to incentivize them and stay here. Nope, they're the Bengals. It's going to end up being, you know, another crap show for the Bengals. Some of these franchises, because of their ownership at the very top, will never be able to get out of their own way. And that's the Bungles. They will never be able to get out of their own way. They don't have good talent. right now. They've got generational talent right now. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are generational talent players. And Joe Burrow is the real deal. And they probably won't pay all of those guys. And they'll be, again, they'll pay Joe Burrow because he's the quarterback and he puts butts in seats. They'll pay him. Everybody else, eh, hasta lasagna, don't get any on you. And that's what's going to happen. It's like the, what do you call it? The Jacksonville Jaguars a few years ago. Remember, they had a Super Bowl-ready roster. They were ready. They were in the AFC title game. They were ready to take that next step. They were ready to go win a Super Bowl. And then the Patriots happened. And that blew that whole plan up because the Patriots actually know how to win. And so that team was never the same again. And that franchise, it took them a few years. They have recovered, but not to that level. Not to the level of where they were just a few years ago. And I hope that doesn't happen to the Bengals because, again, that fan base deserves better. Right? They went all those years with, what's his name? What was the coach's name? Marvin Lewis. Not winning any playoff games or anything like that. Now they have a Super Bowl-ready roster. Now they've got a roster that should, you know, be going to the Super Bowl on a pretty regular basis. We'll see what happens, but I will guess that the Bengals are using this as a preemptive strike, right? They're already launching those salvos of we can't pay everybody. Like, they're not even... It would be one thing if they asked Day-Day for a hometown discount. You know, like come out in public and said, well, we need guys to take a little bit less money or, you know, do the hometown discount. It would be one thing if they asked that. They're not even asking that. Well, we can't pay everybody.
Yeah, they're just saying we're not doing... Yeah, we don't got no money.
Well, just, you know, can't pay everybody. You know, that's the way it works out. And it's like, what? Like, how is that possible? But, again, it's an NFL cap, and there's going to be some hard decisions to make. But I can tell you this. That franchise ain't letting Joe Burrow go. He's going to retire a Cincinnati Bengal. Barring something crazy, he's going to retire a Cincinnati Bengal when all is said and done. So maybe that's not necessarily good for the league and allowing guys like that to be on other teams or whatever like that. But if I'm the Bengals, I lock him up for his life. I give him an administrative job. I give him whatever he's got
to
have.
They're definitely going to.
Yeah.
You know, unless for some reason this year he has a crazy, you know, step backwards.
A massive regressive season. Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, they're going to lock him up.
Yeah. Because it's going to be crazy money. Like, it's not that other guys haven't gotten money, but he's the first guy in this sort of newer era that is going to just get, he's what, top three or four NFL quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
So he's played in the Super Bowl. It's going to be crazy how much money he's going to get. I mean, it's going to be Pat Mahomes-like. I mean, he's going to get Pat Mahomes kind of money. And the Bengals are going to have to, the Bengals are going to have to pay it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to have a choice.
Yep.
They're going to have to pay it. So, just crazy to think about how much money that he's about to receive from the Cincinnati Bengals and all of it. But, again, he's an outstanding player. He's one of the best quarterbacks in all of the NFL. But we'll see. I think the Bengals will go cheap, and they won't sign everybody, and they'll use excuses about the economic factors and all this other kind of mishigas.
Pay everybody in chili stock.
Yeah, there you go. Skyline. Yeah. Yeah. All right. When we get back, I'm going to ask you a question at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Call up and give us your thoughts. Will Bijan set a record? I'll explain the record up next. Chuck Reena, Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.